wondering about potentially habitable planets in the universe, and then 64 billion come along at once. The discovery of new planets has, in recent years, become commonplace, but most have been spotted by looking at changes in the light of their bright stars. Now we have a view into the smaller, darker red dwarfs that make up 80% of stars in our galaxy. The HARPS team peered at a representative sample of stars, estimating that 40% of the 160 billion red dwarfs in our galaxy has a super-Earth circling in the Goldilocks, or habitable zone. That's where the temperature is just right for liquid water. Astronomers are getting better at spotting smaller planets close to Earth's size, and it seems that everywhere they look, and in every way they look, planets abound. There's still a long way to go to determine whether any of them has conditions suitable for life, and a long way again to search for life itself. But with billions of kitchens in which the ingredients of life might come together, it's ever more difficult to doubt that the recipe has been tried elsewhere.